This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Which one camera are we on? Welcome to the Cunning Buffoons podcast. Good morning. Drink coffee. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm Andrew. Light the candle.
Talk like this the entire time. All smooth. And
do y'all know who Ben Stein is?
Who?
What's that one? Our 48 hours or something we was watching where they had that one lady, like, there's nothing wrong with her. She was really smart. She read like that. She talked and, like, explained the details in a voice that just made you feel like if you were in the room with her, she would be going, every time the camera turned off, she'd be going, "You're an idiot. I don't know why I'm having to tell you this."
Is it 48 hours, that movie?
Was 48 hours maybe a movie, but it's like a true crime 48, show.
Yeah, it's like on live TV still.
48 hours, the movie? Yeah. Chip, we still didn't find him.
No, let's say, you know, the Jasper. Guy who played Fast and Furious?
He's running around eating his own puke.
He threw up. He
tried to pee in your shop.
What was his name?
Dude, he's a dog. I mean, like, what's what name? Whose name?
The guy who died in Fast and Furious, that real dude who died.
Paul Walker.
Paul he's Walker. In it. Pretty good movie, actually.
Can you
48
tell
hours?
Me what you're talking about for the Learn to Ride course?
Oh, yeah. So, you already tried it, the going in circles thing in that one little area. Have you already done that?
Going in circles?
It's all legit all it is.
They're talking about a Learn to Ride motorcycle
sharp
course.
Curves. That crap's easy, bro.
No, you know, it's fun. But
the friction zone is so easy.
Yeah, friction zone is easy.
Yeah, that's right.
What? Anyway.
You keep talking. We're just gang signing.
No, so it's just a circle. So you have one sharp curve, and then you have to speed up and then slow down. Like, you have another sharp curve, and then you got some turns. At least that's how ours was. You haven't done that? Okay, never mind. Well, when you do it,
don't
you got to make sure you speed up in that one. You get 10 points or 5 points.
Well, they haven't tested us on that yet.
Well, I think we did it.
What were y'all doing today? Y'all were like freaking motorcycle balleting for a while.
That was like the last exercise. That was the last riding exercise when y'all got there.
That's the only one we got to see.
Which was what? Like, you were just going.
It was trying to teach quick stops, but not like urgent quick stops. So like, this is their stopping signal or whatever. When they do this, let off, downshift, and lock them. Don't lock them up, but ease to a stop real quick.
I did not do that.
Really?
Yeah. So quick stop.
I
to keep you from you endoed.
I told one of the dudes you went over the handlebars doing.
So how many people in your course had never ridden a motorcycle?
Two. Most of the guys there had ridden.
Why were most of them there? Like, you don't? Well, do you get a discount if you're an adult and
you
go through
an insurance discount?
It's like. There's a guy there who's, I think, we were like 10, 20 years, and like he was just there with me. And it's easier and quicker if you do this and all that.
Well, I mean, I guess so. I mean, my insurance for my motorcycle was what, like $15 a month?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
It was something ridiculous. Of course, I drove like a beat up old Suzuki Felusa. I wasn't running around on like a $40,000 Harley or anything, I guess. So, I mean,
it's not terrible. It gets a little repetitive.
Oh yeah, all them.
Y'all done the figure eights yet? Hated those.
I'm thinking our courses are going to be a little different.
I'm thinking so too.
Because mine seems that it was already easier than yours was.
Well, we had to do figure eights, and it's not that they were bad, but you had to do. They had us do that. Keep it in the friction zone.
That friction rolling back and forth that you told me about. We did that for like maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah, we did that for probably 10 or 20.
So did you do it that long, or did it just feel like it long?
Felt like that long.
Okay, so it was like 10. it was 30 seconds of friction zone, and he's like, "Oh God."
Well, here's what you have to do. You have to let the friction zone go. Pull up, roll back. Pull up, roll back.
I love doing that.
Yeah, at a stop.
Yeah, I do that at all the red lights. I'm like, yeah.
Well, we had one girl there who was like new. Never rode a bike in her life, I think. That's how it seemed anyway. She was having a lot of trouble. Her and the coach, I guess you would call it, got along.
What?
I don't know.
Were you insinuating things?
I might be.
There was supposed to be a girl there, but she didn't show up. She had to work. So it was just a bunch of dudes.
Just a bunch of dudes.
Have you ever seen Kickin' It, like the show? You know the mall cop? That's what our rider is.
You know my Uncle Bubba?
Yeah.
That's what my rider looked like.
No, mine doesn't only look like the mall cop. She acts like the mall cop.
Have you got the riding instructor looked up yet? I don't know who you're talking about. Is she the one that looks like Sheriff Mills from whatchamacallit?
Maybe a little. Joan.
Which lady?
Her name was Joan in the show.
Yeah.
That is what she looks like.
It might actually be her.
No, that woman is tall. The rider instructor is like this tall.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that one. The kids watched a lot of shows that I never paid attention to.
It's okay.
You should have.
It was one of those. Have you texted them yet?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if you don't, they're going to come bursting in here like freaking wrecking balls.
I didn't tell them not to.
Well, they're already here, so.
Do you want me to tell them not to?
I don't care.
Okay.
We're talking about the Learn to Ride course. You're telling me you did all that in the first day?
Yeah. We also.
How many exercises did y'all have?
Exercises or
like they called them exercises. We have 14 we have to get through.
Yeah, I think it was 14.
We did 8 today, and we're doing the rest tomorrow.
I can't remember because it might have been that because we got there early Sunday. I mean, like, really early. And if everyone would have showed up early, we would have started early, but not nobody showed up that early. But, yeah, we had 14.
I'm still confused.
Because, like, okay, here's what the first
thing
we did.
Why you get an insurance discount? Because you took a little course that really doesn't teach
you. The first thing we did was we learned. They taught us where everything was on the bike. That's the first thing you do.
Which, I mean, if you've never ridden, makes sense.
Then you
even
get
if you've
on,
ridden for
then
a while,
you get
some
on,
people forget what
they teach you to trust your brakes. They show you what happens if you slam on that front brake as you're rolling. They tell you to back up, you know, kind of get the feel. Then you can't. You saw how long that parking lot was, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the back. Me and this dude were like, oh, man, I'm glad we're in the back.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Bag, right? They have you walk the bike all the way down that parking lot, and they start with the front row. So we got the lesser end, but because you haven't technically ridden yet, you can't start the bike and ride it. So everybody has to scoot all the way down the parking lot and line up on each cone. But me and I looked at the dude beside me. I said, I'm glad we're in the back. He said, yeah, me too.
Golly.
But those guys, I was like, dang, sorry. But then you start, you just do that for a little bit. And they have you duck walk the French friction zone all the way down. Like you just kind of waddle around with it. And you do that like 5 times.
Wow.
And then once they think you're comfortable, then they have you let off, give it gas, and roll, go back, stop. The way they have you turn around, you pull up to it, they have you turn all the way to the right. Then they have you turn all the way to the left and do a big circle around it. First time I did it, I just backed up real quick. Like I backed up. She's like, oh, next time just do a big circle.
Well, I mean, if you got enough room, a circle's easier, but like.
Well, there was enough room. It's just like it's not easier because it's so much more movement.
You're backing it like you're trying to back it out of like a parking spot?
No. You're literally just turning the bike around. You have no restrictions.
Oh, well, them bikes, you just pick the front end up and walk it around.
Probably, honestly.
I mean, they're a little like 250s.
My legs weren't so short.
Yeah, you just go and walk around with the bike.
They're so uncomfortable.
That's because you're the size of a full-grown man. You're 6'1" and like 215.
And like the newer riders, you could tell once they got more comfortable, they started doing worse. That second really riding exercise, that the guy that was with me killed it a lot.
Yeah, well, you get confident real quick because you succeed at something. And then so you think it's all going to be easy. And which if you've never ridden a bike or never done like anything clutched or anything like that, like it can be difficult.
How many times did you kill the bike, Dylan?
First day, probably like 4 maybe.
Killed it one time.
You know, tomorrow he's going to kill it. Like,
oh, no, I was trying to sit, like, I don't want to be cocky, but the only time I killed it, I left it in second gear and tried to roll off. That doesn't work.
So. You know, yeah, that was my second time, too. Second day, I killed it in second gear. I was like, why is it not starting? They're like, check if it's in first. I went down. I was like, hey, yeah, it's a...
And the bad part is, it doesn't matter how long you've been riding. You'll still do that every now and then. I've been driving the truck for how long? And the other day, I was like, yeah, that's fourth. Go down a second, you know, like this. And not just I've been driving stick shift for so long. Like, I've been driving that particular truck for 20-something years. And I still get it wrong.
Yeah. I think they teach you-ish. After you do the back and forth, I can't even remember what we did after that.
Second day should be, tomorrow should be better. Fun.
I think after that, they had us, like, go in circles and you stopped at each cone. They like made cones and then you took a big wide turn and then you stopped at each one. And then you had to do zigzag patterns.
I'm glad I just went and took my test.
One in a straight line and then one is diagonal lines.
Because see, I went down to the DMV. I drove myself up there. Of course, I'm like 30, but like I drive myself up there. Guy comes out. He's like, wait. Month does your bike expire? And I'm like, I don't know. It says it on the tags. And I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute. No, it doesn't. So, like, I didn't have the month sticker. It just said the year. So, he was like, don't worry about that. Get it, you know, go up there and tell them to give you a sticker. They'll give you a sticker. So, then he checked my bike, and he's like, get on your bike. Go down that stop sign. Go in that parking lot, turn around. Come back to the stop sign and come back. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm expecting this to be, like, the first of a grueling list of stuff. Because the guy I had been talking to, like, the state he come from, like, he had to, like, stop and be able to balance without putting his feet down for, like, 3 to 5 seconds and do all these, like, crazy, like, maneuvers and stuff. And so I get back, and I'm looking at him all expectantly. He's like, all right, put it in neutral, shut it off, come on in, let's feel you. I'm like, buddy flat out told me. He said, if you can make it here alive, I think we should just give you your license as soon as you get in the door. And I was like, whoa. Like, you think Shelbyville's that, and it is that bad. But, you know, like, for Shelbyville DMV, and I agree with him, if you can make it there alive on a motorcycle, they ought to just give you your license.
Yeah.
Because people have tried to run me over and kill me and everything else.
I think that should be anywhere.
No, there are some places. Like, you know, there's little municipalities and stuff that got, like, 500 people in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like anywhere around here, You did a good job.
I don't even know why you need a specific motorcycle license if you can already, if you're licensed to drive a car. And they're like, because like I can understand, like you need a license to understand to say, hey, you can drive this 90,000 pound, you know, like big rig. Okay. That's, you're going from something that is less dangerous for other people to more dangerous for other people, right? Mm-hmm. With a motorcycle license, right? You're asking them their permission for you to operate a vehicle that is more dangerous for you. It's like, will you please tell me that I have permission to ride a motorized bicycle on a road? And they're like, we got to go through all this for your safety. Well, you'll figure out real fast how dumb you are. So yeah. I disagree with a lot of the motorcycle license. Like, if you got a license for a car, you ought to be able to ride a motorcycle, in my opinion.
Well, they're very, like, because they have to be. That's like when people are getting, like, they're very, like, follow rules and crap. These people are very strict people, I would say. They're lenient, but sometimes they say stuff and it's like, you don't do that every
day. If you're teaching a learn to ride course, teach it strict. That's fine. Like, and especially if you're teaching people that's never ridden, because like a big thing about a learn to ride course is, what are all them bikes, 250s? So like you got little 250s. What's most of these adults going to go buy?
A leader bike.
And they're in the learn to ride course, and they're going to learn to ride on a 250, right? Which makes sense. You do need to understand, like, the controls, how to stop. There's certain maneuvers that are very beneficial to learn before you ride on the road. But then they're going to go buy 600 cc's, 1,000 cc's, you know, friggin' RRs, and they're going to buy cruisers still. Like, people are like, well, cruisers, dude, cruisers get just like the rest of them.
The one guy that was beside me, he has a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
1400.
But think about it. But them are the guys that already know how to ride.
He doesn't know how to ride.
Well, then he's, you know.
He does ish. He's all right.
But that's the key, is you go to this learn to ride course, you get on this 250 where you're used to the frictions.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Phone being able to be, rum. You get on a leader bike, you don't need that friction zone. Matter of fact, if you're retarded, you think you're going to take off like at 250, chances are you're going to smoke yourself the first time and be turned over. Because, like, there's a big difference. Oh, even from them bikes and the bike you drive now, what's the difference?
Nothing really, to be honest.
Your street bike, what is it?
300.
Have a street bike.
A 300?
He's working on it.
I thought we've already got you the CB.
Huh?
He wants a Gixxer.
What? Why?
Because why not?
I like the way Gixxers look. They're very clean looking.
I mean, they're nice bikes, but I just... Oh, power off.
I don't know. Like, they're saying, look for a cop and keep going in a safety course test.
Yeah, that's what ours says.
That's breaking the law.
Yeah, it's only you do like at a stop only sign. Do that at a stop sign. You downshift, you know, roll up to it, slow down, look for a cop and go.
Explaining it.
I mean, he's not wrong.
That's what I do. If there's not a car, not a cop, I'm gone.
Yeah, but still, just saying that as a safety course inspector is just so out of pocket.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm now, not stopping
the,
at every
any
single
safety
stop
course, side. Even all the fire courses and stuff I went through, you'd be surprised what the instructors will teach you and tell you in the middle of a course that you're like, when I was in the high angle rope rescue courses and all that, he would be showing us knots and he'd be like, this is also handy elsewhere. And we're like, you know, another knot 20 minutes later, he's like, this is another knot that is safe on the wrist. And we're like, dude, like, we understand why you got into this line of teaching, but we don't care. Yeah, good
that
thing.
Bottle is really light.
Hey, have you got the trash can cam? We're going to see if I can make it.
He cannot.
Considering somebody made something yesterday.
We can't see you, but we can see the trash can and we can see Dylan and Malachi.
Oh, I thought that big silver thing was a trash can. Apparently that's a thing of, what is it? That's insulation. That's not the trash can.
It's already been hit once.
I thought you had something else. Sorry.
Okay, so what does it feel like to be the first person in 11 episodes to get something in that trash can and it will never see the internet?
Oh, I'll make sure it sees the internet. At least it's just that clip.
So we got to cut out. Will you do the voiceover for us?
I can.
And right here where I was bragging about something and then I actually hit the trash can with my own trashy boot. So those what?
It's like you have to add that.
So how would you guys feel if I was to call you like suddenly and be like, oh crap, we got to re-record again one weekend?
Well, we've already done it. Here we are.
Yeah, somebody forgot to, like, make sure that it was recording and, like, actually audio like he always does.
No, you don't need audio.
And so...
just really sad episode with no audio.
Anybody familiar with doing their own shorts and stuff, most people use CapCut. We upload it to CapCut, and, like, I didn't double-check everything before I start. That's my job. And it uploads to CapCut, and it comes back at, what was it, like, 45 minutes?
It was very quick.
It's like all these shorts are created... and then me and my wife get out of here to watch the shorts and like start getting ready to upload, you know, and all the stuff. And they're all just generic titles. Like one of them was what? Three dudes in headphones talk about stuff. Another one was, you know.
Sitting around a comfortable table.
Sitting around a comfortable table. Another one's like two dudes in a hat. And we're like, what the heck is wrong with this thing? And so we go to hit play and there's no audio. Yeah, we recorded an hour and a half of us.
It wasn't an hour and a half.
It's an hour and five.
If it's over an hour, it's an hour and a half.
This guy has terrible sense of like.
Listen, if you're going.
It's 45 minutes, it's an hour.
If I'm going to watch a show with you and I'm like, sit down, Malachi, watch this documentary with me. You're like, how long is it? I'm like, it's 30 minutes. You're like, that's 4 hours, man.
I like watching documentaries.
No, you don't.
I don't like watching. You are like, come watch America's Got Talent with me. No. I don't want to watch other people get $1 million for being able to do something cool.
We don't watch that part. We would just watch the part where they're like, look, you're actually good.
I don't care if they can sing or not.
I like
it. Benefits me zero.
What is it? American Ninjas? Ninjas? I don't know.
Where the hell did that come from? Like American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, I like that.
That is completely different.
Yeah, I agree.
That is a specific. That would be like saying, I like NASCAR. That's kind of like America's Got Talent. Completely different. You can't come on there with a just completely different car and do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Nothing sounds more fun than watching 50 cars driving a circle for an hour.
Do they always do left?
There's one track that they go the other way and it messes them all up. But, like, okay, I will agree. I can't watch sports on TV. Can't watch hockey on TV. I can't. The racing, NASCAR and stuff, to me, for years, sounded like, why could people get into this? This is such a stupid sport, right? And I'm a racer.
Until?
I like, yeah, exactly. I like crotch rocket racing. I like street racing. Like, I'm a car enthusiast. But, like, NASCAR just was like, this is so stupid until you go in person.
Yeah.
Them mofos is flying. You're standing there at that track watching them come by. They're doing 215, 220. And when they come by, and like you see the sparks on TV, when you're there in person, like you realize that they're 220 mile an hour and they're touching.
That's
some ballsy bastards. I don't care if you're just driving a left-hand circle. When you're going 200 plus, it's scary as hell.
Everyone says hockey, very fun.
Oh, dude, hockey live is just absolutely incredible.
The Canadian versus American game I heard was pretty cool.
We went to one that was like the Predators in Nashville versus the Bruins at that time, I think. And like the Bruins, I think it was the Bruins. It might have been a different name. But like whoever the team was at that time was one of the top. And we went on our anniversary. This was our anniversary. So we go to our anniversary game. They had some special where you got, like, you know, hot dogs and everything.
It was so awesome. Like, this is how, like, different the world is now. But, like, we got tickets to the Predators game. We got dinner. And we got a Valentine's photo because we got married on Valentine's Day. So it was our anniversary and Valentine's Day and Dylan's birthday.
Yeah, ooh, no ooh. One cares about Dylan. That's
but crazy. You got all of that for $20 a ticket.
Yeah.
You got dinner, a game.
Man.
And a picture.
Just yeah. for $20?
$20 a ticket. So we yeah. spent $40 and got all that. But
they are
here's how the game played out, right? So they're tied when the buzzer, you know, bell dings at the you know, second half, fourth quarter. I don't know what it is in hockey. And then it goes into, like, overtime, right? So overtime's what's they did one round of overtime or two, and then so they go into a shootout, right? And so nobody scores in the shootout, so they go into another shootout. So then they go into a sudden death shoot. Like, it's – we're getting up when the buzzer's ringing at the end, expecting it to leave. No, they weren't. They were tied because a dude scored a goal in like the last six freaking seconds, and that's what tied them. It was like a movie game because, like, we were getting up ready to leave, and the usher's like, "Yeah, you might want to go pee and sit back down." Like, it was incredible for $20 a piece, and like now I think they're what, like $60, $70, $80 a piece or something like that. That's why it's really nice when she's here with us. And she's recording what we're saying.
Yeah, it's extra nice.
She's going to be really mad at me later because she's going to be like, "You were being so mean to me," but she doesn't understand. Like, I consider it my fault because I always set it up for her. And I opened it up and set it up for her. So.
Come gather.
So y'all were talking about all types of stuff yesterday. None of it was cool, but like. Y'all plugged a guy's book for him. Like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Check out Corey Kenshin.
Monsters We Make.
The Monsters We Make. Just check out Corey Kenshin in general.
And so, and
his eye, his what are you on?
Oh, you're on tickets. Okay.
Okay, so if we wanted to buy tickets for tonight's game, we could get the cheapest seats for $43 each.
Yeah.
That would not include your meal or a picture. And. Then they just go up from there. The next level is 95, 110, 144.
That's like a video of Kurt Cobain being surprised that someone charges $50 for a concert ticket.
Oh, they're ridiculous now.
No, but that, I'm talking about back in the day. He was like, people charge $50 for their tickets. He was like, when we started, we were joking about making ours $25.
Yeah.
As a joke.
But you, and that's part of what, like, I feel so bad for y'all's generation. Because, like, y'all are, you know, 2000s and up, right? And so y'all have grown up and really started seeing the economy past, like, 2008, 2009, when everything, like, really just kind of fell off and never really slumped back up. But, like, the era we grew up in, like, the economy was freaking clicking.
Out of curiosity, I went and found the most expensive for tonight's game. $4,323 each.
What's the cheapest hockey game you can go to?
$4,000
tonight?
No, just like four
to watch.
$1,000. I don't know, probably like a kids match.
Now I did go the NASCAR. I went to. I got to go to like a. I went with a buddy of mine that had a company box suites, and like we had like all you could eat. Like, when I wanted to see the track, I could walk down to the track and watch them drive straight by. But when I wanted to see, like, the whole view, I could go up to the company suite and, like, look down and sit there and sip my free drinks and eat free chicken strips. Like, so.
I went to – when I went to LS Fest, there were
– oh, yeah.
There's a spot you could go, like, right where the people drift. And I'm talking you're getting hit by the rubber.
Uh-huh. It's hot.
And you don't realize, like – how much smoke and how much rubber flies off those tires.
There's a reason that they'll bring like 6 or 7 sets of tires.
You tilt your head down and rubber just falls.
You remember that Camaro that come into the restoration shop that you helped me with? How long did it take us to get the rubber off them wheel wells?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
You helped me one day. We were cleaning the underside of it. I had you working up front. It had rubber this thick, like 2.5 inches thick. And that's what that was from. They were just sitting there doing burnouts. But then, you know, car brakes, everything, they tear it down, they're restoring it. But, like, yeah, it took us 4 days to finally get and scrape, melt all that rubber off so that we could send it off sandblaster. Because like a sandblaster could blast the rubber off, but he's going to charge us extra for 40 pounds of tire rubber cake to the daggum bottom of the car.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was really cool to watch. There was one guy there who's like 19.
Some of them people can drive. Like, I'd do a little, but, like, not, like...
I think I could figure it out.
You figure it out eventually, but, I mean, you got to go through a million dollar worth of tires before you really get good, but, like...
But I don't ever want to be, like, a strict, go do donuts, drifter. I want to be, like, a...
Kim Block?
You see this mountaintop? Take that. Take that mountaintop. Take this mountain. You know, go do... I want to be able to judge in the moment and drift, you know, because it's...
So otherwise, you want to race on the street illegally.
It's not fun if you've already taken the curve.
Yeah, if there's not a chance of a semi coming around a curve at you, it's just not any fun anymore, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I kind of agree. That's why when I was younger, we always ran on the street. Like, of course, there was nowhere... And, like, I also grew up in the era where, like, things were dying that used to be traditional. Because, like, when my father was growing up, he raced, like, a dirt bike race on the weekends and stuff like that, like motocross races and stuff. But you could find, like, parts for your bikes for cheap. You know, like, they were abundant. There was a mechanic shop in every town that would work on them. And there would be a race, like, locally. Almost every county would have, some type of motocross or some type of race every weekend. So you could go for $15-$20. You know, 30 total for your gas, which is a lot of money even back then. Like, $30 was even more money than you think it was back then. But, like, nowadays, if you think about, like, I talked to people who kart raced and, like, what's them things called? Shifter kart raced, like, way back in the day. And they're like, weekend costs us $30. And, like, equivalent money nowadays, it's a couple $100. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, though, to even think about going to a race. You're going to load up. You're going to go to a race. You're going to get your whole family into it. You're going to enter the race. You're going to have your gas. You're going to have your tires. I mean, it'd be $1,500 a weekend easy. Have to be. Mm-hmm. And that's for go-karts. Like, I know guys that spend $5,000, $10,000 a weekend on racing.
As long as I was making money out of it.
Now, there are some
that's
guys I know that
get
do
into,
it.
Like, F1.
Yeah, but there's some guys I know that have sponsors and, like, you know, some of the, like, their business helps support them and, like, some different stuff like that. But at the same time, like, if you're not winning and don't have sponsors, I've known some dudes that, like, personally finance just going out there racing and losing for years. Like, at a certain point.
You must suck. I don't know. I think, like, there's a meme on the internet that's, like, Monster says, please drink our internet. Or our energy drink. Sorry, internet.
I'm not drinking internet.
And
okay, we're going in the matrix.
Red Bull is like, watch this, and it shows like a clip of the guy changing helicopters midair, and it's like, I mean, their adding is a little better. Their advertisement.
Yeah. Well, that's the same with doing like the military commercials for the U.S. are starting to get better, but like a few years back, they put out the military commercial for the U.S. and it was the like. I'm such and such, and I have two moms, and it's all about her struggle through life, right? And the Russian military put out one at the same time that was just, it doesn't matter what it says. You don't have to understand Russian. You can watch it. It's like, come, we'll make you a man, and you can kill people. And it's like,
aah! Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's like the, there's another meme Russian that's it's like a DM from U.S. Army, and it's like, Russia said I wouldn't take that if I was you, gang. And it's like, dang, military almost got me with this one.
The bad part is, like, people talk about women in the military. I don't think that women should not be able to serve in the military. I think if you're going to have a combat group, it should be all women, and they should be specialized. You know what? If you want women to serve in the military, let's drop them over to all the places where people believe they go straight to hell if they get killed by a woman. Let's make a specialty group, train them, let them be killers. Because, like, there's a group of, I think they're Israelis. I'm not sure, but they are women. And, like, they're renowned for going, like, they're an elite group. But, like, all the terrorists are just terrified of them. Because if you get killed by a woman, you go to hell. So, like, let's use them. Let's take all our, like, just murders and killers and nut jobs, right?
Yeah.
And be like, hey, we will let you free. we're going to drop you off in, you know, Iran loaded with weaponry. What you take, you keep. Bye. I mean,
that's like the Suicide Squad concept.
I mean, but it would work. We did it with Australia. Let's take all our convicts and nut jobs and give them an island, and in 200 years, you will have one of the most awesome-ass countries there ever was.
It's inhumane, though.
Very chill country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because their whole country is trying to kill them. Like, we was watching The Deadliest Dozen. You ever seen that one? Like, the National Geographic. It'd go through, like, the deadliest animals on each continent, you know. And, like, a lot of continents or countries are, like, you, like, there's a specific area of the country you can't go to. That's where all the poison is, you know. Yeah. In Australia, it's like, down here on the south coast, we've got this, and it eats your fucking leg off through your steel-toed boot, and it's a spider. And you're like, oh, okay, we just won't go to the south coast. It's like, up here on the north, we got this. And you're like, oh, we just won't go to the north. And it goes east, west. And it's like, on the interior of the island. It's like, well, shit, the whole continent's trying to kill them. No wonder they're chill. Every Aussie he's ever hung out with is nuts. But it doesn't matter what's going on around them. Like, I've been sitting with one in a boat that was on fire. Granted, we lit it on fire by accident ourselves, but that's besides the story. But, like, he was just like, oh, I'd be all right. And he's just scooping water with his beer can. And I'm like, they're all chills. But think about it. You grow up, and they're like, a dingo ate my baby. And, like, everybody thought that lady was nuts. No, she had that dingo took her child, man.
She went to jail.
They were like, there's no way you killed your baby, that baby. And then they found it in a den and stuff. We've talked about it before, but, like, Australia's nuts. And then I've hung out with people from, like, different parts of Mexico. Like, one of them, like, I disagree with illegal immigration completely, but, like, there's some people I've met that I understand why you would break the law and try to get here. And then there's some people I've met that, like, they broke the law just to freeload. Like, I've met both sides. I can understand. We need to fix a broken system by making it where people that actually need it can use it and the people that don't can't.
Well, the other day I was talking about it with a friend's mom, and she was like, well, they're just trying to get a better life. And I was like, I understand that. But they can't get mad when they get deported because they illegally tried to get a better life.
Yeah.
It's not like they did it the correct way. They did it illegally, and they're getting what the actions.
And the problem is there's people that get so mad at it, and they want to just, it's okay for everybody, but they don't understand that the criminal element that is exploiting that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the war in Ukraine. When it first started, people were freaking out, and like I had people screaming and yelling at me and stuff, because like I was like, I don't agree with supporting it whatsoever. Ukraine's a giant slush fund country that like every country in the world uses as a corrupt slush fund. Russia said they can't join NATO. It's an agreement from 20 years ago, right? And then all of a sudden people start floating around the idea of Ukraine joining NATO, and you know, Russia's like, if you do X, I'll do this. And then we did X and Russia invaded. It's like, You mean you're mad because he said he did what he was said he was going to do?
Yeah.
And then they're like, I had someone yelling at me. I had one person like really get mad with me. But the problem was they were like, well, what about the tragedies and the heartache? And I'm like, no. I didn't say that I didn't care about the atrocities going on. I didn't say that I disagree, you know, that I, you know, agreed with the war, the murder and heartache and all the collateral damage that goes with it. I don't agree with any of that. I don't agree with us supporting it financially, because if we had to dump so much damn money and weapons into it, it would already be over. Ukraine would have bowed like he was supposed to. Russia would have some new territory. There would have been a peace agreement. It would have been a concession, and we would have moved on. That's how politics, especially geopolitics, works. But no, we falsely supported a propped-up regime of our own, really. And like we've dumped trillions of dollars into nothing.
Boys, look at me. Hey. Always pay attention. If every side is in agreement on something, that's a red flag to me personally. Mm-hmm. When there is no dissenting argument, it's concerning.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's like, you know, when Trump first, 2016 or 2015, I'm running for office. And I mean, absolutely every side flipped their crap. I was instantly like, yep, I liked him to begin with. I'm liking him even more now. If everybody hates him, that means he's probably doing something right. The Ukraine war started, and there wasn't a single, like you said, anything about supporting, you know, not supporting the war, and people were all over you. National news, everything. So, I mean, it's like, What are you looking at?
What?
I'm asking if he wants the answer to his hockey question from way earlier.
Yeah. Bring it.
Okay. The Google, upon Google's advice, it said wait till day of the game, which would be today in this case, and go to StubHub.
Uh-huh.
So I did. It's $33 for the cheapest tickets on StubHub.
Does that include a hot dog?
No.
Which I don't know why a hot dog is a Valentine's meal. I mean, unless they're helping the guys check their dates. Is she good to take home?
Because they're cheap.
It was a little hot dog, though, so it wasn't
$20
much of a...
for a ticket and drink and food adjacent. And
it was a Valentine's Day special, too. It could have been special. I don't know.
It was special. You remember it?
I remember everything.
Who was I pregnant with?
You were pregnant with... That wouldn't have been Kiri.
Malika.
She don't. Yeah.
I thought I did, but the date doesn't add up, so I don't.
Ba-da!
Malachi was born in 2000.
It had to have been Malachi. It had to have been.
Nine.
How?
All right.
February, March. I was pretty pregnant.
All right.
Yeah, then it would have been Malachi.
I think I'm wrong.
It could have been Kiri.
No,
2009.
2008.
February, March, April. But I don't feel like it was that late.
No, you were very pregnant. So it would have been Malachi, because the usher like made sure to like rush and get there for you before like you got there, so that you didn't have to slow down. And and then there was this one guy, right? I think we were leaving or coming in. I can't remember, but one of the trips like in and out of the building, not like just to go to the bathroom or anything. Dude rolls up in a wheelchair, and he scoots over there, and like all the cheerleaders are like, oh, and they like. One of them jumps in his lap, and, like, a couple of them hug around the outside of him, and, like, they take selfies with his phone for him and everything, and he thanks them, and they walk away, and he's rolling away from them. And before he even gets to the wall, he does like this and spins it sideways and stands up and collapses it and puts it back by the wall where it was.
Hmm.
I was like, smooth. Stupid, but smooth, because you should have waited until all the witnesses at least left. What I don't understand is why would you go through such extent to talk to someone that you probably will never have an opportunity to even have any, thing to do with?
Because she's pretty.
On the outside.
Fair enough.
Inside you're ugly. Ugly like me.
Malachi, would you go to depths to talk to a beautiful girl?
Explain. What do you mean by depths?
Would you work hard to get to talk to a girl if you thought she was stunning?
I don't know.
If you thought she was gorgeous, would you tell her about your podcast?
Absolutely
no.
not.
Absolutely not.
If she was your friend, would you tell her about your podcast?
No.
I can see it now. We'll do this every Friday for like 20 years. He'll be married. He'll have kids.
What is it you do at your dad's every Friday night?
Yeah, and then it'll get dropped. She'll be like, you're on a fucking podcast? Like, yeah, we got 15 subscribers because half of them left. My PP small in the shower got mad at us and took off.
Thank you.
What?
I didn't say a word.
So what we were talking last night, we were talking about doing a, who was it said they was going to call in? Oh, you can get it. You can get it. Hey, no, no, I
can't find it.
Malachi, count him down. In a four.
Okay, go, calm me down, Malachi.
Pull.
You say pull? I was close.
I know what you hit it last night just because the audio was paused.
Probably.
The universe
okay, are we there? Are we there? Are we there? Where are we at?
No. You want to be?
Yeah, I want to be there.
Okay.
I want to be there. What's that song?
I'll be there for you. That song.
I want to be there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. If we're going to make a, if you watch this, which you're probably not going to, but if you watch this short that this is going to be about, If we get 10 likes, according to our producer, we will do a live with phone ins.
And sound.
And sound. Even though, I just want to say for record, nobody's going to call our podcast. But some guy at his work told us to do it, so we're doing it. Only if this short gets 10 likes.
Why you say 10 likes?
She said 10 likes.
No, y'all said 10 likes.
We need 1,000 likes.
No.
We're not getting 1,000 likes.
You want to do a live episode then? Why don't you just tell them you're doing a live episode then? Tasia will go on there and do 10 likes just to make y'all come live. Who are you going to get called in though?
Dylan's work buddy say.
I need to send my
guy's going to call.
I need to send my cousins from Italy an email and see if they'll call in and just yell at us in Italian for a few minutes and hang up.
I'm not going to understand any of it. I'll be like, all right, thank you, Padre.
And then you can't understand Italian unless you can see their hands.
You're right. Even, they speak perfect English. Like, they're extremely fluent English because, heck, he travels all over the world. Like, so he speaks several languages. But even in English.
Our most liked short?
He's the talker like it is.
270. Oh. If I'm looking at the right thing. That right there? Maybe it's just watched. Maybe it's not liked.
Our most watched short's like 3,000 something.
200 most watched.
Yeah, we don't have many watches. We do this because we want to hang out and talk and have an excuse to do it. Because if three dudes were like, we're just going to have an hour just to talk with each other every Friday, they'd be like, that's gay. We're going to do a podcast every Friday. Go for it, man. Do your podcast.
Do your thing.
You know, some people are like, you have a podcast? You're a jackass. And I'm like, that's why I did one.
Oh,
dude, my warrior guy.
Your test tomorrow.
Wow.
The whole time, right, I was thinking today, I was like, this written test, Dylan passed it, I'm good.
I'm surprised you didn't say, if I fail this, I'll yell at Dylan because he told me last night, I hope you fail.
I didn't even remember
right before I left, I was like, I hope you fail.
You mean so little, I just forgot you said
that's crazy.
So, the first, you got to get that bike going, and then we will upgrade you. And then we'll
you got to get that bike going.
As we get another one, though, where I can ride with you,
yeah,
we're going to take off. We're going to go down and see Mary-Kate, okay? Then we're going to ride to the coast on the other side, and we're going to ride up and see Angel for a day or two. And then we're going to hump it up to Brandon's for a day or two, and then we'll come across and come back home. It'll be about 2,500 miles.
I got a bike, too, just so.
I said we...
Yeah, but Dunn's got to get a better bike, is all I'm saying.
No, that's fine. We can do that.
I do, too.
And then, y'all can Instagram the crap as we go. Every time you wipe out, you can be like, more road rash.
Another road rash.
I forgot what it felt like. Armadillos are hard to jump.
Nah.
They are. They're like hitting concrete blocks.
I could do it.
Oh, you can do it, but, like, it's still rough. Like on your motorcycle, imagine hitting the square speed bump. That's kind of what they're like. You can pop over them, but you still feel it in your legs.
Dylan, did you tell them that you had ridden dirt bikes before at your test?
Yeah.
Yeah, they looked at me. They were like, they started with me for some reason with the stupid
name. With the name stuff?
Yeah.
It's the most stupidest thing ever. No,
start?
I was the last person.
Okay, no,
which is more nerve-wracking in my opinion.
Did they do to get to know everybody?
Like, yes.
Well, you just say your name. And where you're from.
You say your name,
and
where you're from.
If you've ridden before.
Yeah, if you have a bike, at least that's an hour. If you have a bike, tell us what you have.
They didn't tell me that, but I said, I'm Malachi, I'm from Bedford County, I said I'm from Shelbyville because everybody knew I was there. Now everybody knows where I live. Shelbyville, Kentucky. Okay. And, Why y'all laughing, bro? I'm from Shelbyville, Kentucky.
Is that an actual place?
And your name's Rebecca. And yes, it is. And it's rival to Springfield.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. And I was like, I've ridden dirt bikes before. Off and on. And she was like, okay, so you're going to be putting your foot out on curves a lot, trying to stabilize yourself to go faster. And you're going to have two fingers on each pedal probably most of the time and two off. That's common things for dirt bike riders. And I was like, I didn't think about that. And I got on the bike and I started doing those actions. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing. Don't worry.
Because, like, they tell you to never put your have any – don't be anywhere near that front brake when you have gas on. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's not really
– on a dirt bike, that's fine. And the key is, too, if you grew up riding dirt bikes a lot of times you're constantly able to, like, brake and adjust how much gas and clutch you have because you're riding in dirt and gravel and loose crap like that. The place it will come in handy tremendously is when you are riding in the rain. And the first time somebody locks them up in front of you, and as soon as you lock your brakes, there's no choice because you're sitting in, you know, 2 inches of water going down a highway.
Yeah.
And you have to slide that thing back and forth, and then you wind up with your foot down dragging it sideways, you know.
I want to do a dirt trail in the back and get a dirt bike and just
good.
Get better. I'm all right, but I could be better.
See, I'm one of those fathers that my kids are like, you know, Malachi approached me the other day and he's like, you see that little shack that we used to have a goat in? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I want to turn it into a shack for me.
I told Dylan about that. I forgot to tell you about that.
And he's like, I want us to build a heater and a like little wood heater for it, make a doggy door and have it where me and my dog can sleep outside all winter. And I'm like, okay, do it.
You haven't even done anything yet.
That's the problem.
It's been less than a week.
You're always like, I want to do this. Why haven't you done that for me?
I need help.
We gotta. Yeah, you gotta stay home. You gotta quit going taking care of everybody else's yard first.
Whose yard do I take care of? Papa's.
Papa's like, I need help in my yard. All my kids are like, we're there. I mean, a Sherpa would have been proud of them. They'd have hired them to run up Mount Everest. That's how hard they worked.
And there's my granddad. He's like, hey, I need help. All right. I'll go over there.
Yeah. What if your mom was like, Dylan, you put out here, mother, go right now. You're going to be like,
I'm going to go, do I have to, though?
Because I was asking Papa when we showed up. All the kids are on. I mean, they loaded up all my chainsaws. Malachi's like, I done sharpened the one. This one's oiled up. They're ready to go. And so, like, they're getting out, and they're walking out like they got a purpose. And I'm like, Papa, what's it like to have grandbabies? And he's like, I don't know what you mean. And I'm like, listen. Any of your kids at this age, if you'd have asked them to come help you do this, he's like, oh. Exactly. I'm like, hey, guys, y'all want to come help me clean my shop?
I'm going to move your shop. Yeah, clean
your
shop.
I didn't mess your shop up anyway. I'm like, Malachi, yes, you did.
Do you see me helping Papa clean his shed out? No.
It's because he won't let you. If he said I'm cleaning my shed out, I would be over there because I want to see what's all in that shed.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot of
stuff. Them trailers, the day he says, Andrew, Malachi, we need you here because we're tearing everything out of these trailers and I'm inventorying everything I have. I don't care if we're just taking it out, writing it down, and putting it back. I'm there.
I don't want any of – you're the oldest, right? Do you know how they have cut split of all that? Because if they don't have anything written down, then – it all goes to you.
That's not how it works.
No.
Yeah, it all goes to the oldest, no? Not anymore?
It'd be chaos.
If it all went to the oldest.
It'd be chaos.
It should all go to the oldest.
That's not how it works most of the time.
I've heard that's how
it works. Old school law, yeah. Like, old school feudal law, yeah, but not anymore.
Do you know how they have that all divvied out?
I'm pretty sure it's just a 5-way split.
Yeah. I don't, by the time me and your mama die, I plan on having it where there ain't a daggum thing y'all got to do. I'm going to try to transfer everything in a trust, have an automatic beneficiary.
They've been talking about just throwing everything away in that shit and the trailer.
Yeah, and we've done told them, no, that's stupid.
Claudia's trailer? Yeah, you can throw everything in there away. I don't give a crap. Her old couches, I don't care. But Papa's trailer? I bet there's some cool stuff in there. Because even though you can be they're kind of hoarders, hoarders have some cool stuff. And it's fun to go through hoarders.
Papa's trailer's got some tools on it. The thing that gets me is just when people are like, we're just going to throw away all that junk. And it's like, you can't take that attitude with anything. Because, like, I have helped people clean out estates that they're like, we're going to get rid of this dude's, you know, it's just trash and blah, 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 blah. And I've gotten in there and helped them find, like, 30, 40, 50 guns. You know, one friend of mine found, like, I think they found $10,000 or $15,000, you know, hidden in a dresser that they were just going to load up and toss. And I'm like, guys, why don't you check? Like, I know you think this family member was crazy, but, like, why don't you just check it out a little bit? Mm-hmm. And by the time they got done, they're like, well, I'm glad we really started looking. I'm like, yeah, because all that would be in the dumpster right now. It doesn't matter how crazy you think a person are. They might have something. You might find some evidence they were like some type of Nazi crazy spy or something. You never know.
Yeah.
You could be like one of my uncles. He died, and they're like, no, it's a great uncle. Might have been a great-great uncle. Distant family member. But he died, and they're like, oh, crap, he had more kids. He was in the service, Navy. All the ports.
Trillion.
Yeah. They had already discovered that he had like four or five more that they didn't know about. And then like he died, and they're like, hey, here's another one.
Did you eat all the leftovers from last night?
I did.
Mom,
why
I didn't
are you
them?
Home? Why aren't you at your...
Well, I'll give bye. You, give her, transfer $20, tell her go buy her some fresh sushi. There's one piece of sushi left in there.
Go back to your boyfriend's.
Didn't she say you can pack this up and y'all guys can eat it later?
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe.
I hate your leftovers. I offered to buy new leftovers, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's fair.
Why you gotta call me out on the internet?
Because you called me out earlier.
I didn't call you out about nothing. See how they can hear us?
Yeah.
They'll never know what they can't call you out about because they won't hear it.
So
you guys
mean.
Look exhausted. You act like you run around and learn the ride course all day or something. And I've still got to get all this uploaded tonight and like transcribed and everything. All because I messed up.
Imagine how rookie mistake.
Yeah.
No rookie mistake.
Can't tell you how many times I did that at the church accidentally. I get a text message 20 minutes in. We can't hear him. And I'd be like, okay, either his mic's off. No, his mic's on. Oh, crap.
Should be good now.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up with all crap going on sometimes. I mean, Tasia doesn't have much to keep up with here. There's not like a music before, or like a
fine,
presentation, or
fine.
Like a couple hundred
this
people.
Is easy, and I still fail.
It's just three people and Leroy. You do not fail. Do not talk about yourself like, yeah, what was that one earlier? You may be a pain in my ear. You may be this, 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 and this, but you have never been a waste of my time. This woman's like, first of all, thank you for the sweet thing, but before we address that, can we get to the other stuff you just said? He's like, what other stuff? I didn't hear nothing.
Don't hear it a lot when you talk.
You'll figure out one day when you're married.
<Don't joke. laughs>
You laughed. Dude, I'm telling you. One day, want to come along that you won't have a choice. Because it's nonchalant and like you're like, I'll never get a girl, blah, 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 blah. You will be walking down the aisle one day and you'll be like, to hell. You'll wake up one day. You'll look over and you go, how'd I get that? Other people what? Will look at you and go, is your daughter going to get a Coke? It's like, that's my wife. Because you're like me. You look 40. It's okay, Dylan. You'll look 40 when you're 60. Rock it.
Why are so you so confused. Pale?
So why are you so pale? You can't just go around asking people why they're white, Malachi.
I don't know.
How pale is he? Is he like your mama or?
Look at his arm.
Why am I pale?
Are you anemic?
He is very pale.
Do you need some iron? Do we need to get them pizzas cooked?
I think
you
the
can
problem
have
is
them
he works,
sausages.
He works in a factory.
This is true.
That will do it to you.
This is very true.
5 minutes? 5 minutes till what? Till we figure out whether we screwed this up or not?
5 minutes till death.
Do us part?
I can do that.
Nope. 5 minutes till death.
Okay, so it's 6:31. Okay, we got 4 more minutes.
I called in a nuke.
Just sit back and enjoy life, guys.
Sometimes I just cut y'all all the way down on my headset.
Sometimes I wish I could cut you down.
But the problem is I can hear y'all on the outside.
Yeah.
You can hear us on the outside.
If it could, like, perfect medium, just mute y'all out on both. So that way I can just sit
we
over
did
here
that.
And be like.
We did that last podcast, but according to CapCut, they hated it.
No, I was talking about just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
Just you muting us or us muting you?
No. Me muting y'all, and then I can just be like.
We got to figure out what we're going to do about next week. I tell you what we do. Let's find a random guest. I don't care if it's like a goat. We'll tie it up. Just give it a microphone.
I like that.
Can my dog Jasper. Stand in for me?
Yeah, we are not having Jasper no, in the daggum
you
studio.
Can have my dog stand.
We're going to have Shank stand in for you. What's his name going to be? Shankina? Daryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl? Cheryl, get out of that. Quit eating the microphone, Cheryl.
No, if they're licking.
No, he doesn't lick.
He don't lick?
I taught him that very young.
Good job.
Your dog's an idiot.
But he doesn't lick me.
Your dog's one of the best idiots. Oh, I hate that, though. Dogs that lick. Because it's always the most smiley, happy dogs that you're like.
Tell the story. The watching a scary movie.
The watching a story. Have I told that one before?
I don't think so.
Well, why?
We'll make time. It's funny.
Okay, fine. Anyways, like Suki, Stupid Allie's dog, I'm laying in the recliner in the middle of the night in the living room. What?
You're implying the dog is stupid, not Allie, correct?
Yes. Yes, the dog is stupid, not my daughter. But anyways, the dog's highly intelligent. That's the problem. It's so smart, it's dumb. But anyways, I'm laying in there, and I'm watching a zombie movie, and it's right in the scene where, like, zombies are everywhere, and they're getting in the room, and the people are freaking out, and I'm kicked back, and I got no shirt on. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. This dog is out, and I thought the dog was up. This dog licks me here. I mean, she goes a foot and a half up my armpit. My soul was running through the backfield. It was already past Pop Levin's back here, and my body was still sitting there trying to figure out what the hell was going on. It scared the crap out of me. And I was thinking, I could kill this dog right now, but I can't even move. I'll just keep watching my zombie movie. And it's like, dadgummit.
No, when Shanks got a little bigger, like, you know, past the little stage, but like, you know, this tall from the table, you know.
Yeah.
Lick, mouth. Not like boxer punch, but, you know, just like smack, you know. Don't lick me, you nasty.
One day we can, that's what we can do the call-in episode about, idiot animal stories. Like the zombie goat, you know.
The gay donkeys.
The gay donkeys, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. I like it. If anybody calls.
If anybody calls.
Dylan's stupid neighbor dogs.
It'd be hilarious.
Dylan's dogs stupid at neighbors.
Stupid neighbor dogs. Are you in a ghetto? Because, like, your neighbor dogs that are stupid is different in a ghetto than in a country.
Well, no. Dylan's dogs are stupid because they like to go live at the neighbor.
Oh, so are they the neighbor's dogs or are they your dogs?
At this point, we don't know. Probably yeah. The neighbors.
I know some guys that got wives like that.
Interesting.
Oh, what?
Jesus.
Interesting.
I do.
What is that sound?
That is her dog. That's the one that she wants to co-host the podcast with her. The one that sits in the crate and nonstop goes.
He's not in the crate. He's at my feet.
He gets at your feet and runs in circles.
I can't say anything. I got a dog like that. But she'll come in my room when she wants to go outside.
Does she bark?
And whine.
Does she whine at you?
She just whines.
All night?
No.
Exactly.
If she whined at me all night, she'd be outside.
Agreed.
Can't put this dog outside because he's retarded and he'll die, okay?
My dog doesn't whine.
Listen.
My dog's a
my dog
outside.
Only.
This isn't my dog.
My dog is.
Like, whose dog is it?
Is it legal to cut your dog's bladder out?
Hey, yes.
It wouldn't
no.
work. It
no,
would just straight
not.
Piss in the floor, retard.
No, like cut everything that involves them ever peeing again out.
They would die. You're going to make like a Chinese body exhibit out of your dog. Is it illegal to kill your dog and stuff it and just put a voice box in
all
it?
All right, we're at time.
We're at time? Oh, when you start talking about animals dying, is
I don't
it time
like it.
All of a sudden?
Like, subscribe, follow, share, or don't do any of those things, but, you know, preferably do or don't.
We really don't care.
No, I mean, we
you should
we,
care.
We should care. But. Like, yeah. What they're doing, there's a passive aggressively saying, please follow us, but don't because we understand because we don't follow half the crap we watch either, but we should.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed.
That.